So I will call to order the Citizens Police Review Board. We work to bridge the gap between law enforcement and the community to help increase trust. We're going to start with introductions, and we have lots of new members, so I figured if we will do a full round of introductions so everybody can know who everybody is. We can start, I guess, with you, Rose, first, since you're on that side.
Rose Wimmer, I'm with the Law Department. I'm your staff liaison.
Got Cheryl.
I'm Cheryl Miller. I'm also the Human Rights Commission liaison to the board here.
Andrew Kleiner, native of Missouri, or excuse me, Columbia, 23 years.
And my name is Wayne Boykin. I'm the current vice chair and interim chair at the current moment until we have elections today.
I'm December Harmon. I'm the new member, one of the new members, I think.
Rhonda Carlson, and native Colombian.
I'm William Brandon Adkins. I'm new. This is my first meeting, and I'm a first-year law student at Mizzou.
I'm Delcy Bonaparte. I am also a new member and a local business owner.
Tony Parker, CPD.
Sergeant Scott Elpers. I'm the police department liaison.
All right. We are going to move over to approval of agenda. Did we have any alternations or changes to the agenda before we approve it? We got a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve, Kleiner.
Carlson, second.
When we do motions, make sure we say full names for the recorder so she can hear you.
Andrew Kleiner, motion to approve.
Carlson, second.
All right, moving over to minutes, I just motioned to move over minutes because we are not able to approve them.
I think you had a motion, a second, on the approval of the agenda.
All those approve of the agenda, say aye.
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 All any opposed? All right, I'm going to motion to move past the minutes because we are not able to approve them. Do I have a second for that?
I'll second. Go ahead. Cheryl Miller, second.
Moving on to special items, we have Officer Parker here for an update on the policy review. Go ahead. Do you have anything
else? You have a specific question?
Maybe because we have all new members, if you can just give a brief description of what you're doing again kind of let them know what you've been doing.
Yeah. So, I have been doing diversity, equity, and inclusion training. So I finished at Cornell University and University of Southern Florida. I have certification through both of those now. So I have been looking at some policies, but not as much as I was doing those programs. Currently, I am creating a diversity, equity, and inclusion program for the police department. And that is waiting post-approval and chief approval.
So just so they're aware of what you're doing, what was your position? Because I know, like, we know because we were here last time.
Yeah.
We were here.
Mm-hmm.
But just kind of let them know what your role is and what you're doing with the policies, just a little more detail of that.
Well, I'm so I'm looking at our policies through an inclusion lens, right, and making sure we are doing things fair, make sure we're doing the right thing. Just because we can do something doesn't mean we should, right? So, yeah, my job is looking through those policies and making sure we're doing the right things for the citizens and our police department.
Anybody have any questions for Officer Parker? I am curious, though, when you get this program approved, would you be able to bring it back to us so we can see the program?
I would love to, honestly.
So we can be able to kind of see what you come from that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will you, can you share a little bit of your experience? Because I know last time you didn't have those trainings and now you've gone to those trainings. Was there anything interesting with those trainings about and kind of opened your eyes for things or?
Yeah. I think that internally, I think that most organizations, when it comes to psychological safety, I think a lot of organizations, not just ours, but just through my training, I learned that a lot of organizations suffer with that, with people not having, not being able to be themselves and things like that at work. So I found that to be the most interesting thing about that training, is the psychological safety aspect of it.
And I know a previous board members were concerned that you didn't have the experience or the training to do the job that you have. Now that you've had those trainings, do you feel that you are properly trained to be able to do the position that you have been put into?
Absolutely.
All right. Any other questions for Officer Parker?
Yes. How long was the training?
I would say all the training combined had to be at least 11 weeks.
What kind of components do they break it down in? Can you kind of describe those components of the training?
There's a lot. So the diversity part, we covered a lot of like unconscious bias and stereotypes and prejudice, advantages, hierarchies in your society. In the equity part, which is impartial or fair. So a lot of diversity and inclusion in the workplace, so it just covered psychological safety, psychological meaningfulness. There's a lot. Like I would love to just show you the training, because it took a long time to make. So,
questions for Officer Parker? Thank you, Officer Parker, for coming. And I look forward to seeing you again when it gets approved so we can see that program.
Absolutely.
All right, moving on to reports. Do we have any positive connections or ride-alongs?
I don't know if I'm allowed to speak since this is my first meeting, but last week I did have the privilege to meet with Sergeant Alpers and do the firearms training. And I really appreciated you taking the time out of your night to walk me through that and answer all my questions. Last Saturday night, I also did a ride-along with one of the officers that I met during the training, and I wouldn't say enjoying is the right word for it because it was very sad, some of the stuff we encountered and stuff that I was not aware of. A woman was killed on the highway that we responded to, and there was also a overdose that we responded to, and that was just in the 4 hours that I did it with that officer. And just having the officers explain to me like what they encounter in on a weekly basis and a daily basis kind of just shocked me that this was a normal occurrence and kind of gave me a new appreciation for what you guys go through in the day-to-day. And because I left that night kind of shocked just by what goes on in the community, and had I done 30 more minutes we would have responded to a shooting. And so it just kind of opened my eyes to the different, I know this is just not a legislative body, this is more of an oversight, but just seeing the gun violence, the opioid crisis that we face, mental health, all of that is just, and you guys are viewed as the solution, so I just have a new lens to view things with. So I look forward to doing those more often, and I don't think I'll just do those once a year. I look forward to doing those on a regular basis because it was really good to get to know the officers and see their training and then see how they actually go out in the field. So thank you.
You're required to do 2 ride-alongs in your 3-year term, but you can do more if you so choose. So y'all are aware on that. Any other positive connections and ride-alongs?
I didn't have a ride-along, but I did get to go out to the training at the range. And I can honestly say that I didn't realize that they went through so much extensive training down to the words. I have learned that when an officer pulls his gun, it's out of a lot of thought process. It's not just a reaction that we see on TV in the movies where they just take it out and shoot somebody. There's actually a lot of training that goes into these officers. And I didn't realize that it didn't happen here, but it does happen with them at different trainings. But they have doctors and nurses and psychiatrists that come in and talk to them. So there's a lot of training that we don't even realize as citizens that these officers go through.
Any others? Right, we're going to move on to the outreach subcommittee. We have not reached, have not had an outreach subcommittee meetings due to just the rotation of our board. I would like to make a motion to expunge our outreach subcommittee at this current moment, just because I would like to focus on getting the new board members kind of knowledge of knowing how the board runs before we start doing more subcommittees. So I make the motion to expunge that, if I can, if anyone would like to second.
Andrew Kleiner, second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we will be expunging the subreach or the outreach subcommittee until further notice. The audit results report, that was something the former chair was working on, and hopefully I will get something from them after to finish that up, to get that report going. Moving over to old business, when we get through these things, a lot of these items, just so you know, for the new board members, these are items that board members have asked for from the police department, things that they were interested in doing and wanting to get more information on. I'm going to let you guys know that this is pretty much a whole new board. So if these things are still things that you're interested in, we can continue to look for them. If they're not things you're interested in, please be vocal about that so we can remove these items off of our old business list and kind of put things that you guys are wanting to actually look into and to put effort into. So we're going to start with our data for 2020 supplement annual review. Do you have anything for that, Rose? Is that what you sent me to work on, right? Okay. So I haven't gotten to start on that yet. I'm looking at the former supplement annual reports from like 2019 so I can get a structure, and I'll put something together for that. Does anybody else have anything on that annual report?
Might I make a suggestion as we go through these? I think maybe some of us are, those of us that have been on the board, some of these have not been completed, number one. And number two, some of the people that are on the board are new enough, they might not know what the specific items are or were supposed to be. I think if we want, I think we would put them, table them to a point, some point in the future, so that we could discuss what these might be. Because I honestly, some of these things just have been building up on this agenda without, I don't honestly on some of these know what in the world some of them are.
That's what my plan is to kind of actually clear up our agenda.
That'd be great.
So we can clean it up. That's why I'm saying if there are things that we're not interested in pursuing anymore.
I don't think I'd call it interest. I just say that we'd like to find out what they are.
Correct.
Be great.
All right, so moving to status update for training calendar and details. Do you have any update on that, Rez?
I believe Sergeant Alper sent out something on that.
We have the new training schedule for that. I don't have
it
that.
It was, open, I think what he provided were details related to the training schedule you already had. I'm not sure if there were dates on it. Do you recall?
I mean, look. 2022 isn't on there. It's all stuff that was requested from 21 and before.
Always looking at that, just so you know, the board, when this was added for the new ones, they wanted to kind of know what the officers were being trained on, when they were being trained on things, and how often things were being trained on. So this is where this came up and wanted to be chat on, to make sure that unconscious bias, that like he was talking about, how often that was being trained, and those items. So that's what the interest of wanting to know what that training calendar looked like.
It looks like I just sent it to you, Rose, on the 25th. So I didn't send it to the board.
I forwarded it out.
Okay. Yeah.
Did it get forward? Is all of the board members on that forward from the new board?
I can check.
I know we, this is Carlson. I know we received something from you as far as some training. And to me, it's particularly of interest what we are allowed to attend. That's what I find more interesting, and then I think we can find out more in-depth information on specific training beyond that. But I would be interested to know what we're allowed to attend, because there are trainings that we are not allowed to attend. Those that we are allowed to attend, and you have specific numbers that are allowed to attend. Is that not correct? Or you need to know in advance?
Yeah, so I've got to know in advance who wants to come. We can't have a quorum.
Correct.
And 2022, so 2021 is wrapping up. Tomorrow's the last firearms in service. We have a night qualification shoot that you could come to it, but literally we show up on duty and we shoot. So it's just shooting at night. And it's just a qualification. So it's not as what you two attended, where it's a four-hour block of shooting. But 2022 will start, obviously, after the first of the year. And I spoke with the training supervisor yesterday, and they're getting that, I think, finalized. Again, I'm not in that division, so I don't know how that all comes out. So as soon as I hear word from them, I'll be able to pass that information along, and guys can come and sit and watch. I don't know that there's a whole lot that you can't come to.
Okay.
It's just one of those deals where it's, if it's a...
just number of and not have a quorum.
Right. If it's a tactical, like tactics and such, those ones we kind of restrict, but for the majority of them, I believe you can come to those. And we talked about that. At the firearms training, so.
And then, just Claire, you said you'll send that over when it gets finalized for us?
Once I get word of when training is scheduled, so. I would assume it would be sometime in February, March, when the first session of in-service will start back up, because we just got through. Tomorrow is our last session of fall, or fall-winter Q4 in-service, so.
Forwarded it out to the three new members. They were not.
I saw that.
Thank you, Russ. Anything else on the training calendar with details from the board?
No.
Okay. Moving on to SB 26 and changes to the city code. What you got for us, Rose?
The new ordinance was adopted by the city council on November 1st. So based upon the board's recommendation, the city council removed community service aides from the purview of the board, so they will be treated as any other city employee, and they would fall under Chapter 19 provisions. We clarified the definition of what is a written statement to make sure that everyone was understanding that it includes email and electronic statements and statements given, say, by a person to a police officer who then writes it down. That would fall within that definition as well. It changes what needs to be included in the board's annual report, removing investigative findings and disciplinary actions, because that also is one of the things to comply with the Senate bill. It removes the internal affairs procedures out of Chapter 21. Instead, the police officer bill of rights are in Chapter 19. Chapter 19 is our personnel code, which is subject to meet and confer with the CPOA. So they can meet and confer on the police officer bill of rights, but that will not include the Chapter 21 provisions. A complainant or an officer may appeal to the board after the police chief makes a preliminary determination of the complaint. So basically, this kind of front loads the process so that historically, the way the model was set up is the police chief made his decision on the complaint, and then the appeal came to the board. And if the board disagreed with the chief, it would go back to the chief to reconsider his decision. This preserves the way you can function in your investigative rights, but instead of it being after the chief has made a final determination, year before that. He's going to make a preliminary determination and provide that notice of his preliminary determination and provide the notice of the appeal right to the board, but then the board will get that. They'll send their viewpoint back to the chief, and the chief can then decide whether, you know, how he's going to factor that in before he makes a final determination. The complainants still have their right to appeal to the city manager. An officer's appeal would be through the Personnel Advisory Board path in Chapter 19. Based upon the time limits in the state statute, we did have to reduce a lot of the time periods for filing an appeal. That's the most significant change. So appeals must be filed within 10 days after notice of the police chief's preliminary determination was given. So right now, prior to this, there was a 30-day window to file an appeal, and now it's 10 days. And we had to do that to make it even possible for us to meet the state statute requirements. Once the appeal is filed, the police chief has to provide the board with access to the records, and there's, I believe it says within two days. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the prior ordinance, we didn't specify a time, it was just like promptly, but we really need to compress all the time periods to comply with the statute. It retains the board's ability to request the police chief to order additional investigation because we're in that first stage of investigation, because we front-loaded your work. So if you think, oh, well, we want the police chief to order all these different investigations, then that would be your recommendation back to the chief that he could then look at, because the investigation is still open at that point. Whereas under the historic model, the chief's decision, you would have been in the back 90 days. So we're in the front, again, prior to a final determination. The board can still hear from witnesses. The only caveat to that really is that the officer has the Police Officer Bill of Rights. So the officer against whom a complaint has been filed does not have to, and you know, you won't be able to question them unless they want to be questioned by you all. Whereas before you could, but this is based on a state statute, so they have that right, and we can't conflict with what the state statute says about that. There's still a path forward to request jurisdictional review. So those are times where, say, the chief decides or makes a preliminary determination that he doesn't think they've alleged misconduct or they filed it untimely or something like that. The board would get that, look at that, and then could weigh in on that very early in the process. If the board disagrees with the police chief's preliminary determination, the police chief has 5 days to reconsider the preliminary determination, either affirm or modify it. The appeal that the complainant can file to the city manager, that has to be filed within 5 days. Once again, that is shrinking that time period to comply with the state statute. I've covered most of this. The other significant change has to do with records and also views. So under the state statute, it says that the records are to be held confidential and not disclosed under the Sunshine Law. So what, basically, because we've retained the model that the city has adopted, where this is an appeal process, and we've retained the rights that are the duties put upon the board by the ordinance and their rights to investigation and things of that sort, but we've front-loaded the model, there is this potential that you have people who have filed complaints before the state statute took effect that are in process. And so what we've had to kind of grapple with is this state statute and how this impacts proceedings. So in the revised, in the substitute bill that was put before council, we split the openness of the records based upon the effective date of the statute. So if the complaint was filed prior to August 28th, 2021, those records pertaining to a complaint are open except when they're closed by state or federal law or by the prior provisions, or if it would disclose an undercover officer. Previously, we could meet in open session unless it could not be heard or discussed in an open meeting under state or federal law, or it would involve the disclosure of an officer working undercover. And there was the possibility of a two-thirds vote in certain circumstances to go into closed session. But for complaints filed after the effective date of the statute, all records are subject to the confidentiality provisions of the state statute. So those records become closed. And also, because those records are closed and you'll be talking about those records, that means, in essence, all the reviews will occur in closed session. So there is some pending litigation related to this issue of records on complaints filed prior to the effective date of the statute. So it could be, depending upon how that litigation evolves, if, for example, the court disagrees with our interpretation and how we've tried to effectuate this in the ordinances, there is an easy way to then delete that one ordinance while still retaining the one that does comply with the current statute. Mediation is still a possibility. We still have a contract with a mediator. However, basically the time limits in the statute will make it very difficult for mediation to be something that occurs. Not impossible, but it will make it very tricky timing-wise. But once again, that's all based upon the provisions in the state statute, and we can't really do anything but follow the state statute in that regard. So are there any questions?
I do have a question, Rose. Going back to the jurisdictional issue, is there, let's say that there was some question in reference as to whether or not a complaint was timely filed. Is there an exception? Is like a good cause exception that we would review, or is it chief, or how's that going to work?
Basically, what would happen is if the police department determined, oh, this complaint has not been timely filed, but the person wanted to have the board look at it, they would file the request for jurisdictional review, which is basically filing that appeal, and then it would come to the board for jurisdictional review. And if the board agreed with the police chief that it was untimely filed, it would end at that point. If the board disagreed with the police chief, then the police chief had two options. He could either refer it to mediation or open the investigation. More than likely, he's going to open the investigation and just start that process at that point, because we will have already used some of the time periods that are allowed in the state statute. And that's kind of that one example of how mediation becomes very difficult to effectuate. Now, it could still occur, for example, if both the complainant wants mediation and maybe the officer or the police chief thinks, hey, this mediation's a good idea, then maybe that would be, you know, way to do it. But even then, the work of the mediator getting the parties together would have to be somewhat compressed.
I did want to clarify, just so you all know, the board did request the removal of the community aides. That was one of the things we sent them. The one thing that didn't get approved by what we sent them was that we requested the police department, the police officers' appeals would go to the personnel advisory board and not to us. That was the two big things that we kind of sent to the city council. And like I said, so we got one of them approved with the community aides. The other one was not.
And the other one was part of negotiations with the Columbia Police Officers Association. They still wanted to have the officers have the ability to appeal to the board. And basically that request by them kind of spurred on the idea of front-loading the model, because that's how we could preserve that and still make sure that there was time to do the investigation. And There's a state statute on review boards, and the state statute on review boards clearly gives review boards the right to investigate. And so there's this effort to try and marry these two statutes, even though the Police Officer Bill of Rights statute really restricts the time periods for all those processes to occur.
And on the final determination, you mentioned that there was a five-day appeal. Then is that five day from the notice of the letter, or is that 5 day from receipt, assuming these are going out in the mail?
It would be 5 days from the, based on the definitions in Chapter 21 as far as notice, and there is a, I believe it's a 3 day window that gets added to that time period. And then there's also a definition in Chapter 1.2, I believe, as far as how time is calculated. And so each time when there is a case that comes to you all, that's one of the things I look at, is I go to the calendar and I start counting the days based upon those two definitions. So the definition is in 1-2, and it says computation of time. The time within which an act is to be done shall be computed by excluding the first and including the last day. And if the last day be a Sunday, that shall be excluded. And then in Chapter 21, not cooperating, sorry. Notice is defined. It says, notice shall be given, considered given when it is hand-delivered or 3 business days after it is mailed. Business days, not calendar days.
Right.
So that is one thing that it adds a little bit to the 5 days. Usually when people call with questions about time periods, I really emphasize to them that that's critical. And if they can, there are easy forms on the internet, if they have access to the internet, where they can just very quickly file their appeal or their complaint. If they want to attach documents, they can send them to us. If they don't have access to the internet, then obviously they're either going to hand deliver or mail, and that is really where that 5 day window, I don't know that
really
you're
going
to be able to mail anything anymore.
How accessible is that complaint form on the website? Where can one find it at?
It is on the Police Review Board's page, but usually I just tell people to, I'm going to double check it as we're going through. You can usually just Google police complaints, City of Columbia, Missouri police complaints.
Well, you look at that. I do have a question. So you said about the mailing out. So if somebody got in the mail their decision by the chief and they wanted to appeal it and they mailed it back out, wouldn't it be by their post date and not what the date was received? If they mailed it out?
Say that again.
So they ended up mailing back their appeal in the mail. Wouldn't it be based on the postal date and not the receiving date of that? Or is that going to be based on when it gets received back?
The date of filing is when we receive it. Now, when they do fill out, for example, if they're filing a complaint electronically and they fill out the complaint form, that goes to the police department. They get it right away. The city clerk gets it, and I think I get a copy of it. When they file the appeal electronically, it's the city clerk gets a copy. I get a copy. Sergeant Albers, you get a copy when they file the appeal automatically. So we're all kind of like checking and balancing on the ones that are filed electronically, because there's, you know, in case someone's on vacation, that sort of thing. If it's filed paper, either mail or hand-delivered, the complaints can be hand-delivered either the police department or the city clerk's office. The appeals have to go to the city clerk's office. The city clerk treats these as super high priority, so usually I get them the same day that they are filed with her. They literally get them, stamp them in, scan them, send them electronically, and then they hand-deliver the hard copy to me. So that has been working very well. I've not seen any problems with regard to either of those, the electronic filing or the hand delivery. pieces that are filed with the city clerk. The police department would have to talk about their procedures about when the complaints are filed with them if you want that information. There's also, you can also Google Citizens Police Review Board, and from your web page for the City of Columbia, there is a information on filing complaints and also filing the appeal, and there's a button to do either.
Are there any brochures?
We do have brochures. However, the brochures are no longer accurate.
We were in the process of updating our brochures when this bill came to light, so we held off on the brochure updating because we didn't know what was going to happen.
So we will have to redo the brochure. I worked on language and sent it to have the website updated to the ordinance requirements. We've also been working on updating kind of what we put in letters and that sort of requirements of the ordinance.
What do we need to do to start working on updating that brochure so we can get the ball rolling on that now that we have somewhat of a idea of what our...
If anyone wants to come up with what narrative they would like to be put in the brochure, that would be great. The boards in the past have always wanted to design, not necessarily design a layout, but what they want is they want to say what they want to say in the brochure. And then what we do is once we get that, we take that to the graphic designer who will mock up some designs, present that back to you, and then you vote on the design, and then we have the brochures printed based upon whatever motion you pass as to how many brochures you want. What we did previously, and we would do again, is we also, not only did we have the hard copy of the brochures, we also put links from your web page to the brochures so that, you know, if somebody calls, you can just direct them and show them how to find that, and they have it. The other thing is that sometimes people don't want to, like, have paper anymore. Some people really like paper, and some people don't. And so if you have it available electronically, it's kind of like the Human Rights Commission right. does with the different brochures they have. Those are very popular. Lots of people who call, we're referring them to them, that, or they'll send a link from one of those brochures to, like, their landlord about the animals or to a business. So that would also be done once you have whatever it is you want to say in the brochure.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. One of the things that which we're doing on the Human Rights Commission, as far as the brochure goes, we've got a copy of the previous brochures, and we're kind of looking at language, kind of going, you know, thinking, we kind of had like a brainstorming type of set, not a forum. During our meeting, we just kind of brainstorm about what would be like some popular questions, some frequently asked questions that the citizens would have. So we're in the process of developing a new brochure and hopefully accessible with the different languages and everything too.
Yeah, I think the current brochure we have is very wordy, and it's too wordy in my opinion, but that's just my thought of it.
Can we get a copy of the brochure to us and maybe just kind of, because I haven't seen the brochure.
Do we have some? We still have some left, right?
I will have that sent out.
Okay.
Perfect. Anything else on SB 26 and the changes to the city code? Questions about it or? Moving on to another status update with the community-oriented policing program. So this was added by a former member. She was working on this program. She's already established kind of the program and kind of worked on doing that kind of on her own. This is something we can continue to look at if we want to.
Yeah, and I've been, Carly and I keep missing one another on this. So I'd like to continue to look at this, but I would also like to maybe the next meeting or meeting after that is
present her paperwork, or maybe Rose can issue out. I'll send it to Rose, and she could issue out to all the board members, so that I would like to have some more input from the commissioners there. So if you want to work on this project with me, please join along, because this is, it's big. And she was actually working with someone else, I think, and it's just been hard for us to kind of...
It was a duo, yeah.
Yeah.
Could we possibly reach out to see if she would like to come and present it to us, since we have a whole new board?
Heather Heckman McKenna was helping Carly Gomez with it. Heather has just returned, and Carly may actually be in town in December, right, next month. But I think it's after the review board meeting. But I'll resend the proposal, and I'm actually going to have a call with them next week, so I will talk to them about it.
I would love for them to, I would love the new boards to get to hear, because it's a really good program. They really worked really, really hard on it. And I know they hated having to leave the board, but there was other things that a factor that they didn't end up leaving in the middle of working on this. So if you all can kind of get a feedback of what that was, it's just hard to explain it, because
they put a lot of work into it.
So much work into it. So yeah, just let me know if we can get them added as a speaker for next month. That would be wonderful. Anything else on the community-oriented policing program? There's some questions that I can try to answer some of it, but it was a lot of them. Moving on to the vehicle stop committee. Alex is the one that was planning on starting to go to that committee meeting. I know that he's got a lot going on, so I don't know if we have somebody else that might be interested into kind of going to this meeting. The vehicle stop committee, basically that is something that Chief Jones put together. That's his, he appoints everyone on that, right?
Correct.
So we have in the past requested to try to get one of our board members a liaison onto that committee. Chief Jones has refused that, and feels that if we want to go to the committee meetings and be vocal, we can do that, but he didn't want one of us on the board, which is something we can still look at and still kind of see if we can make that more apparent to him that we want to be on the board. If we do, that's up to you guys. But what we were doing is they've been working a lot on a lot of data, a lot of things that we were interested in at one time. And so one of the board members came on their own to present some of that stuff to us. We were more interested into it. We wanted to know more about it. And that's kind of how we kind of fell into getting to know more about that committee. We have not really had a regular update from that, because we have not been able to have Hackworth here to give us those updates. I'm not sure exactly when their meetings are.
Last night.
Well, one was last night. Fourth. So I don't know if another board member would be interested in kind of going to those meetings to kind of report back to us that.
I would. Delcy. Sorry, I'm new. So I'd be interested in going to those meetings.
Would you be able to email us the meeting schedule for that, since Alex had all of that? So Delcy knows when they are meeting.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions about the vehicle stop committee?
Yes, how long ago did Sergeant Alpers, or excuse me, Chief Jones deny our request to be on the board?
That would have been June,
okay.
July time frame, I think. Or was it earlier than that? Not sure. When did Alex join?
I would need to check.
I think it was somewhere in that June, July time frame is when we requested it. Because it was when he was here for his meeting time. He just felt like it was needed to be separate entities, and that if we wanted to collaborate, then if somebody from the vehicle stop committee wanted to come here and come during our open time to talk to us, or if we wanted to relay something to that, that we could go to their board meeting and relay it to them that way, instead of being on a liaison moment of that board. So there was definitely difference of opinions of that situation. So he will be here next month. So if that's something we want to bring back up to him and discuss that to him, we could do that at that time as well. Anything else in the vehicle stop committee? Status update on the police ride-along form recommended regarding social media. That's been changed, yes?
Yeah, that's all done.
All done.
Yep.
Can I make a motion to remove that from our status update for old business?
No, I was going to say you don't have to make a motion unless you want to.
I'm going to do it so it's done. Make it official so if it goes off. Carlson seconded, so we will remove that from.
Gone.
All right, next status update is the amount of time worked by officers on and off duty, the moonlighting. So this one, we were interested in figuring out how much time officers were working off duty or working extra duty. We kind of got a lot of the stats from that. Didn't really get to go very far from it, from knowing what the stats were of it. Do you all have any questions about that or interest in continuing that?
I'd be interested in reviewing those statistics, if only briefly.
Rose, is there a way we can forward what we have of that to the new members?
I can go back and see what we have.
While she's doing that, does anybody else have any questions or comments about the moonlighting?
Yes, I think I do. I was just curious, what was the goal? And I guess what the result would be. What was the goal?
The board member brought it up because she wanted to figure out about the fatigue of an officer and the ability to handle their job on duty with the amount of off-duty work that they were doing. So they just were curious about the amount of work that they were actually doing and if they were able to successfully do their job without dealing with any fatigue or if having the fatigue is causing any of the outbursts of, you know, short-tempered or angerment or misconduct because of the fatigue. That was the concern of that board member when it got brought up. Anything else on moonlighting? Status update for early intervention system dates, policies, and procedures.
Yeah, so we're still working under our current procedure. So new policy, we've never had a policy for it. So it'll be written, but we're still operating, like I said, under what we have always worked under with our tracking software. I've recently picked up background investigations in my unit, so my workload has increased tremendously. Another thing I have to juggle, you know, to get things done, so.
Anybody have any questions on that one?
I would say we take it off until such time.
Can?
I would just move that we would remove that until such time, bring it back at a different time.
We're going to remove the early intervention system dates, policies, and procedures from our status update for old business. Next one is response time data, CPD guidelines for response times. So this was brought up from a member of the citizen, about whether or not the response time, and because they felt that they were not getting response as fast as they should have. We've been working on these things. There's a lot to it. I know that some of the stuff we were unable to get because the dispatcher is a separate entity. So that information is separate, so we had to work on getting that. I know there was staff changing. Do we have a staff member there now, or is that still?
So we did hire a new member. He and I spoke last Wednesday. He just started within the last few weeks. I held off a little bit just so he could get his feet wet at the police department. It's a lot of information coming at him. He has some catching up to do, having to learn our RMS system, reaching out to see what information he's going to have to do to bring in to build these high-level informational charts. So I've asked to have it or have some sort of plan early Q1, so he has that time to get used to his job. So it's a lot of institutional knowledge that left whenever our last person left, so he's going to have to start gaining all that information back in. And with a change in our RMS, our records management and dispatch system, he has to pull from different piles to build this. To build this informational sheet for everybody.
The Q1 you're looking at March.
I'm hoping to have something well before then, but I don't want to rush it because it's going to be a difficult task to build on somebody who's brand new. And with end of year coming forward, he's going to have to prepare crime statistics for the department. He's going to have to prepare statistics for us. So it's just, again, it's something else that it gets tacked onto his workload. So I can keep you up to date after meeting with Roy, next couple of weeks, and then in our December meeting, I can give you an update on where he's at.
Perfect. Anything else on the response time data? Status update on body-worn cameras policy. I know that we had a discussion from a previous appeal about the body-worn camera and when it's to be on and when it's to be off. I think that's what we were working on, correct, Rose, with that one? I vaguely remember that moment.
Yeah.
I know I was personally expressing interest about the reasonings for cameras to be off. In the policy, it says that it can be off when it's talking to another officer or a... was an off-duty officer was on that list too, right? That was our concern.
I think it had to do with that one appeal and when the officer was off-duty but was tied to the incident. I think it was maybe the victim's spouse or something.
Yeah.
Or business partner or whatever.
Both,
yeah. So I think it was related to the restrictions regarding the camera being on when it was a police officer and whether that changes when the officer is off duty and or someone involved in an interested party in the incident not serving in that police officer role.
Any comments or questions on that one? I think this one here will probably be some good questions to ask the chief when he's here next month to kind of get more detail about that and then decide from there if we want to make a motion of a change of policy or rephrase that. So if you guys would like to look at that, what's the policy number for the body-worn camera?
1 second. Four forty-seven.
The policy number 447. Maybe you guys would like to look at that and kind of read that, and we can discuss that next month. And like I said, the chief will be here next month too, so we will have the ability to ask him questions on that.
If it pleases the board, I'll send it out in email, so it's a quick link for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Next status update is the Nicole conference. I'm assuming the new board members are not getting that conference
Well, that's the question. So we can purchase access to the recordings of the conference, but the access expires the end of December. So if anyone would like to listen to the recordings of the conference, let me know, and I will have Tracy get you signed up. But the link, basically they shut it all down December 31st. I don't remember how many sessions there are, but there are a lot of sessions. But it isn't very expensive, so you could kind of pick and choose, if you think, well, I maybe have time for half, but not all, that would still at least get you half. Or you can wait until we have, the next year's conference. And
I will say it's very beneficial. I think I haven't gotten to go through all of the sessions. I'm planning on going back to to watch some of them because of other things going on. But it's very informative. I think it'll help you guys, especially the new ones, to kind of get an idea of other review boards around this country and how things are ran and ideas and flowing of things as well. So if you all have the opportunity to watch some of those and get that, I would express high encourage to do so.
I'm sorry, I'm trouble with my voice today. I guess it's the difference between beating it this year versus next year's, whether it's live or not. Is that really what we're?
Each year they have different sessions, so the topics might be the same or they might be different.
Have they confirmed that they're doing?
It won't be live though, so you won't be able to ask questions. Whereas when it is live, you can chat your questions and they'll read some of the questions and give answers.
Okay, so it's like across a different subject.
Yeah, so NACL covers the wide spectrum of advisory to the police department. It even goes out of the police officer spectrum at times too, but it covers literally the wide variety of the advisory area of enforcement. Are they going to do online next year? Have they confirmed that?
Back
to in-person only.
I would need to check. I know this year they did a hybrid approach, and they had the online version, and then there was some in-person.
In December.
December. Yeah. Next year, I don't know if they've publicized that yet.
There's nothing posted to the website.
It used to be all in-person, so we were in the past. I wasn't on the board when they had this, but in the past I've heard that we've sent one or two because of the price of sending people to the conference to get to experience the conference and come back and Brenna bring it back to us. So the past 2 years, it's been online because of COVID, and it's been an access that we were able to do all of the board to get the chance to see some of those sessions.
Approximately how many hours are we talking?
That's okay. A lot.
They did. They did one conference or one session a day, Monday through Thursday, and I think it was four, 5 weeks worth.
It was a lot.
So there is a lot. The good thing is they're already all recorded, so you can go through and see the titles and be able to then pick and be like, okay, this sounds interesting. I want to listen to this.
Yeah, because there was stuff on.
And then if it doesn't interest you, you can be able to be like, okay, and stop it, and then go to another one. Whereas when we were watching it live, it is what it is kind of thing on that part. But it could be very beneficial if you guys are interested and have the time for it. But I would say, obviously, keep in mind that if you don't have the time for it, we don't want to waste the funds to do so on that, because it is our citizens' money going towards that. But it's educational.
So just let me know, and I'll have Tracy make the arrangements.
Anything else on NACL? All right, moving on to new business. We've got elections to do because they were supposed to be done in October. We were unable to do it in October. So we need to do the elections for chair and vice chair. How do we do that process? Because you remember I was...
There would need to be a motion to appoint someone chair, and then a motion to appoint someone vice chair, or you can do it together. Motion to appoint this person as chair and this other person as vice chair. A second to the motion, and then a vote. So oftentimes people discuss who would be interested, and then somebody makes a motion.
Wayne, are you interested in being chair?
I am going to take the chair position, yes, if that's what you guys would like.
And did we talk, Cheryl, about you possibly being vice chair? Is that something you were allowed to be?
We did find out that, yes, she was allowed to be.
Yeah, I'm allowed to.
The liaison?
Interested.
Yeah.
Are you interested?
I'm interested, yeah. I'll be interested.
This is Carlson talking, sorry. Leading questions over here.
Do we have any motions?
I make a motion that I would nominate Wayne. God, full names.
Boykin.
Lincoln and Cheryl Williams?
Miller.
Miller. Oh, that had great power with it. For chair and vice chair.
Do we have a second?
I, Delcy Bonaparte, second.
We have to roll call, correct?
You don't have to roll call on this.
All right, well, then all the, everybody approves, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Eyes have it. We have a chair and vice chair.
That was quite powerful.
All right, moving on to community policy dashboard.
This is something Alex asked to be added.
He is not here.
Did he ever, Carlson, did he ever send you, he was going to send you something, an email, something? Nada. Okay.
Okay. And I haven't heard anything from him, so I don't know what that is all about. I do know that I think he was working with something with the school on trying to put a...
some type of board.
An app together on...
yeah.
The dashboard, but we didn't get much information on that at all. Okay, moving on to mental health therapy and counseling.
That was also an Alex request.
Thing. Okay. I mean, does anybody have any questions or issues of bringing up on that category, I guess?
No. I just have a...
I'll have to reach out to Alex.
I just have a question on this. Do people just spit out ideas and then it gets put on new business? Or is, like, what's the follow-through on some of this stuff?
So basically...
Not that I'm just looking at this stuff and I'm like, was this just like a shot in the dark idea from somebody?
Basically, usually what we do is as you're going through the meeting, I am making notes for myself as to agenda items for next time. I give my draft minutes and agenda items to Tracy tomorrow morning. She will get them. She will tidy them up and she will take my notes on agenda items and create a draft agenda. We then send that out to the chair and vice chair for a period of time for them to review and or approve and tell them of the date we're going to publish the agenda if we don't hear from them by that date. Any board member can submit or tell us they want something added to an agenda and we'll put it on the draft agenda, but it's subject to the approval of the chair and vice chair. So, and usually, historically, the chair and vice chair is like, yeah, sure. So it just kind of, usually the if you put something on the agenda and unless you're sick or have some emergency, you show up and you talk about whatever it is you feel about that. I have not heard from Alex on this meeting that I, so I don't know, but I know he's had some things going on in his life. So hopefully we'll know next month or...
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to the December meeting with Chief Jones. So I asked for this to be added to new business just because I know many of you all are fairly new. And I came in new, literally, I think my second meeting was a meeting with Chief Jones. So I just kind of wanted to prepare you all. Again, he will be here to answer any questions that we have. So I was kind of urge you guys to think about things that you want to know from Chief about the police department. So this way, when he's here, we can be prepared with questions and look like a board and have things that we actually want to get from him because we only get him twice a year, once a year.
That's a minimum required by the ordinance. He has to meet with you twice a year.
So we guarantee to have him twice a year. We can request him at any time, but he can also refuse those requests, correct? like he will, but, you know.
I mean, he will usually try and come if he's available to come. If he has a conflict, he'll let you know. But generally speaking, if you want him to come, he is willing to come whenever you want him to come. He even offered to come tonight when I saw him this morning. And I said, well, you're not on the agenda, and you're coming next month. But I did tell him that you're going to have this discussion to tell the new members to prepare for next month.
But yeah, so this is kind of just our opportunity again to have him in front of us and have the ability to ask questions. So if you, you know, have questions yourself, or if you have citizens that you are around that may have concerns or questions they want asked and answered, this is the prime opportunity next month to do so. Is there any current questions or comments or anything about the meeting we were going to have with Chief Jones tomorrow or next month? Do we have any general comments by the public at this time? Hello, Counselor, how are you?
Good evening. For those of you I haven't met before, my name is Pat Fowler. I live in the First Ward, and I represent the First Ward on the City Council. I'm here to talk to you about Senate Bill 26 and the impact that it's made to your ordinance and to the citizens who rely on civilian oversight of our police department. One of those citizens is here in the audience who worked very hard. I sat in the audience, did little or nothing during that process when they worked so hard to establish civilian oversight via the Citizens Police Review Board. So when the statute arrived in our packet and I read it along with the proposed changes by the law department, I was angry. I was angry at almost every provision in Senate Bill 26. I tried to prepare as best I could, and then I made a mistake during that hearing by voting with the majority to approve the changes to your ordinance that enables you to provide civilian oversight of our police department. Regardless, we have to find a way forward now, because the timelines are so constrained that even I, with all the capacity I have, when I had a complaint that I filed against a police officer for how he treated me in front of my house one day, I would not be able to make those deadlines. Not only did the letter from a prior police chief be sent by certified mail, not to the post office that I could pick it up, which is within walking distance of my house, but to the bulk mailing facility across town, which required me to borrow a car to go out there. These are the kinds of obstacles our residents, your neighbors, my neighbors, are going to face as a result of this. My first choice would be for the City of Columbia to litigate and challenge Senate Bill 26 as it applies to the ordinance that enables civilian oversight at the state level, and specifically how it affects the ordinance that citizens 10 years ago, 10 plus years ago, worked very hard to pass on our behalf. I encourage you, every time you hit an obstacle with this and you think of a way that, I don't care that you think it's within a framework or otherwise, if you think of a way that we can work around that for the benefit of our citizens, write it down and call me. My phone number is on the website. I always get back to people. You leave me a message, I'll call you back. Please do that. When people come to you and give you suggestions on how we can make this better for our residents, please gather that up and collect that. And you have the ability going forward, just as we asked for a work session with you back in, I believe it was February when we sat in this room, you have the ability to come together and ask for a work session with us. Whenever you feel like you have information that we need to hear, council may not always agree to it. There's this crazy confined and constrained schedule about our time, which I don't really understand. But you can always bring that information to your council person or to any council person. There is no block to your communicating with us. I appreciate that you want to revise the brochure so that it has the kind of language that makes people feel like this process is approachable to them. I just want to share with you that back when the Citizens Police Review Board was underway, I don't know how long it had been open, an early member went around to neighborhood associations that regularly met, and he brought the brochure, and he brought other information, and he explained the process, and he wanted all of us to be walking and talking advertisements for what the Citizens Police Review Board could do for our neighbors and our community. If you need my help, ask. And again, I apologize that I voted with the majority to accept those changes, and I didn't fight harder for it. Thank you for your time.
Counselor.
Thank you.
Any more public comments?
My name is Barbara Jefferson. Do you need my address? Okay. So I am the person that came up here several months ago and mentioned that response time. And it bothers me to hear that there's really been no action on it. Because if I recall correctly, the officer said they already had things in the books regarding their guidelines on the amount of time for responses. And now it seems like I'm hearing that it's a heavy thing. They're really going to have to dig deep and stuff like that. What concerns me is I think about, so you've had time to look and do what you have been doing, and perhaps now you've changed your time. So when you actually bring in this information, you don't know which one you're getting. Follow what I'm saying? So it is concerning. And it's just the history of Columbia. Some areas get better response time than other areas. Some skin colors get better response time than other areas, other skin color people. So it's a problem. I'm ready. Did you?
What was your last name again?
I am Jefferson. Jefferson. Barbara Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Yes, ma'am.
Carlson, what he was explaining, and he can explain it better, the person that has the data that can put it all together left the city approximately the time that you brought that concern to us.
Mm-hmm. So I understand that, and I'm just saying that I think he said it by March for sure, or, you know, certainly
the new person.
But I just think... so much can happen with that old information and what he might be bringing in that I think it should not just be taken as something minor. Like, you know, I understand that the new guy's just getting here, but this was something that was asked before the old guy left even down to be looked into. So I don't think it should just be taken, and to me it's taken lightly. And like I said, this has the history of response times not going well in some areas versus other areas of Columbia.
And I would tell you, speaking for myself only, this has been on our agenda and we speak to it and we all have been talking about it because they've been looking for someone with the talents and the skills of the employee that they lost, because that one person could have done what we asked Sergeant Alpers to do, and they have not been able to find a person with that skill set, because what they have to do is take several different computer programming situations to get the information, because it's not just your area, it's everybody's response time, as I understand it, because we have been asking this question and it has been a concern. And I can speak for the ones of us that have been here. We've been asking, and it is a concern. I think you'll remember that was a question that I was asking
I think we're all very concerned about that.
Thank you. About this SR26, as a citizen, I feel like, well, my concern about it is it takes away a lot of my rights, because just that time allotment is like, it's almost impossible. And I was listening in back there, and you had said something about how they can call the city clerk, and I'm thinking, well, they're not there on the weekend, so how does that mess us with the time? Then I'm also thinking about if there's a homeless person, or if there's someone that does not have the ability to go even to the library to get on the website, then look at the amount of time that messes with. So, I feel like I bring this to you now because I think that's something that this board could look into, is how can we make it better for the citizens regarding this time frame. You know, several years ago, they actually was handing out little cards to someone and say, if I served you wrong or something like that, then this is my name, my badge, you know, whatever. But just some type of handout or something needs to help the citizens. And I feel like this has not helped the citizens at all. And just the knowledge. The citizens don't have the knowledge about, well, can I make a complaint? You know, they don't have that knowledge even down. And you know, if you're stopped by an officer, do you really want to make a complaint? And see, that's messed up right there. What, Mr. Park, Officer, well, are you Sergeant? What are you? Miss, I'm just going to call you Officer Parker, okay? Yeah. you know, you're talking about you're going to have this inclusive, diverse type of classes with your other officers. So I just think it would be really great for the public to know what you're also teaching the officers so that we can see it on the streets. So I don't know how you get that word out when you decide you got everything together with the officers, but I hope you'll find a way to get it out that the public can come and learn what they should be seeing with the officers also. And I appreciate what you're doing, sir.
That's the main reason why I requested him to come here. That's why I requested when it was done to come here, so at least it's in some kind of public forum and we can work on getting it out to the public that's not going to be watching this meeting as well.
Okay, so then my last thing I'm going to say has to do with this vehicle stop committee. That really has been a big thing here in Columbia. And it bought, you know, I just don't know why, and I really hope you push to be on that. I think one of your members of this type of board should be on that. I think you should get a good answer as far as the reason why you cannot be on that. I thank you all.
Thank you as well.
Thank you.
Any further comments from the public?
Can I make a comment?
I'll have an opportunity. I just want to make sure everybody from the public has an opportunity. Anyone? Okay. And now comments from members and staff. Not your opportunity.
thank you. I just want to say, Ms. Barb, we're very moved, or I personally am very moved by your words. I'm a new board member myself. 60% of everyone up here is their first meeting or official meeting. It's my first official meeting. We've had some special committees before this, but hearing your words and we want to address your concerns moving forward. I mean, this is the first time me personally hearing this. And so I just want to really stress to you that we want to take this very seriously, what you said. And so, I like to move that we put it, you know, somewhere in our agenda that we look into your concerns and address this, because it is very important and crucial. And I personally, I guess I disagree with the fact that we're not on the vehicle stop committee, along agreeing with yourself. I think that that's something that we should be a part of, just because that's in our name, Police Review Board. But thank you for your words. So that's all I have to say.
Any other comments from staff or members?
Well, I'm sorry. I'd like to thank Councilwoman Fowler for being here. I definitely appreciate everything in which you had to say. Also to you, Ms. Jefferson, I definitely appreciate what you have to say. A lot of what you bring up kind of brings me back to, like, on the outreach subcommittee. So, Wayne, I hope that you really consider coming next month is to maybe reestablish or put that back up onto the agenda. So I think that a lot of the concerns which Ms. Jefferson has raised, it goes into outreach, getting out there into the community. One of the things in which we on the Human Rights Commission, we are going to be hosting a open house, because we want to make ourselves more accessible to our constituents. So I definitely and strongly encourage each and every one of us to start thinking about that process. How do we go to reach the people? How do we know, how can we more address their concerns? And I think, and I'm a big advocate for getting out there in the community and just doing outreach, whether it's handing the brochures, anything, any ideas in which we can reach to let the citizens know that, you know, we're here to hear their voices, and this is a legitimate process for them. And I don't want the Senate Bill 26 to actually take that away from them. And I know that it has limited amount of power in our, you know, which we have. But I think that, too, we can find a way to work within them timeframes. And I think the way to do that is through outreach. So, Alex, Wayne, I definitely recommend that you get that back on the agenda for next month.
And like you said, when I took it down, it wasn't to not have it anymore. It's the fact that we have, everyone is a new member. I mean, honestly, including me, I've been here for a year and, 3 months. So I was wanting to just make sure that we can get everybody on board, knowing how to run the board, how to get things established and moving again. And then reestablish that subcommittee, because when we established it, we were already having issues of people getting to the meeting and having a quorum to even have the subcommittee. So it's just that process of getting everybody back on board and getting our wheels moving again.
I will add, as new business outreach, for the whole group to talk about.
Appreciate that. Yes, thank you.
Because that's important. And I think especially now during these times in which we're in is having that discussion. Board.
Anybody else from the board?
I just have a question on what this vehicle stop committee is, and with your concerns that you brought up about the response time, I don't have any background on that, and I don't know if Delcy does either, but I'm just a little interested to see what has happened with that in the past.
Attorney Albers, do you want to explain what the vehicle stop committee does for the chief?
So the chief put together a group of members of the community and officers. There's one officer on there. They have examined all the traffic stop data from prior years, and I'm just reading directly off the webpage. They look at the variables affecting an officer's decision to stop a vehicle. They're tasked with finding solutions, methods, and process of filling in data gaps. They set a timeline for research, and so the things that I'm reading to you were the original thought processes, and they are very deep into this process. Identify policing, training, best practices that should be examined for changes, and then make recommendations to the police chief as the committee comes to consensus.
Also, with the stop times, I remember our discussion where we, at the firearms training, where no neighborhood is policed more than another one, correct? There's no policy or anything like that. So, and when I was with the officer on Saturday night, it was just kind of going wherever the calls were. So, is there data on there showing that more calls are taking officers other places or anything like that, or that would give rise to these concerns?
So every year, I can speak to what I know of. and the data that I get. So every year when I prepare our end of year data, I ask for calls for service total, and I ask for calls for service and self-initiated activity calls broken down into BEAT, which I can send you that information from last year. It doesn't talk about vehicle stops, it talks about use of force, but you can still see that data that was collected in regards to calls that we got, calls for service, somebody picked the phone up and called us, either 911 or 311, or called the department directly. And then officers who initiated a call within that beat, or that's where it took them, was into that beat.
Thank you.
And I think the biggest issue that we came into realization is it's the whole time from the 911 dispatcher to
right.
dispatching it to the Columbia Police Department, which is where we were at our deadlock, because we do not have jurisdiction over the 911 dispatcher system. So we had to go through the Columbia Police Department to get that information. And the person in that position that had the ability to do that was the person that left. And they were waiting for someone to take that spot before they can get the information from the 911 dispatcher. So we can't request that information because it's not part of our area of spectrum of requests. So that was where our situation was a deadlock in finding out the timing for response times, if I understood that correctly from the prior meetings. Any other comments from members or staff?
You do have Chief Jones coming next month as a special item. Under new business, I have outreach and brochure as one topic, and then the 2021 draft annual report. Under old business, I'll go back through the notes from tonight and pull together anything that you were still interested in. I've made a note to send you out a link to the Vehicle Stop Committee agenda, old information on the various status update things that the board wants to look at that the new members might not have. And then on the NACOL conference, if you want to do that, send me an email or tell me after the meeting so that I can have Tracy work on paying for that for you.
Any other comments, concerns? Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn. Remember, our next meeting is December 8th, 2021.
That's your next regular meeting?
Regular meeting. We do have a special meeting on November 29th, I believe. 29th, yes. Monday, November 29th. So I have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Carlson, second.
Your vote?
All those in favor for adjournment? Say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion adjourned.